This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health, and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. I'm looking forward to our show. We got a great guest, Carlene Karst, is joining us. We're going to be talking about the importance of a healthy diet in these interesting times. I know everybody's been concerned about how our immune system is and what we can do to sort of keep ourselves healthy and prevent ourselves from getting run down as we experience more stress. COVID-19 is still out there. I hope that everyone is still playing their part as we're starting to see some positive results throughout Canada. A reminder, HealthWise is only open Monday to Friday, 11 to 4 at present time. We do offer curbside pickup and free delivery in some locations, as well as Canada Post delivery outside. You can look to our new website at www.healthwiseonline.com, as we also have a new platform for you to purchase from HealthWise. As I mentioned, Carlene Karst is joining me today. Carlene holds a Bachelor of Science in Nutrition and is an expert in natural health and wellness. Carlene is the author of several books and is an upbeat, knowledgeable TV personality and spokesperson appearing on the cover of magazines and TV shows including The Marilyn Dennis Show, CTV Morning Live, Global Morning News, and Breakfast TV. Good morning, Carlene.
Good morning, Julie. Thanks for having me on today.
Yes, it's a pleasure, and the author of one of my favorite new books, This Kitchen is for Dancing.
Oh, thank you.
Right, but awesome book, and thank you for writing that. It's such a great, great recipe and reference book.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad that you've been enjoying it. I think we're all, during these times, learning that the kitchen really is the heart of the home. Most people's kitchens are on overdrive, and we need to turn them into a little bit of happiness and dance. So I'm hoping many people are finding joy with cooking some of those recipes.
I think everyone's finding joy with cooking by the shortages we're having in things like flour across the country.
Oh, sorry.
We must all be baking.
Sorry, my kids just woke up and so they're screaming. I apologize for the extra background noise. But yes, I mean, so many people are trying new things, you know, and this is the time to do that and learn to bake. So many people, there's no yeast anywhere, so many people are learning to make bread, and these are interesting times that way, but I think we're going to learn a lot.
So, Carlene, the importance of a healthy diet now in this time, you're an expert in nutrition. You know, everyone is baking, but we want to maintain, you know, healthy routines, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think the first couple of weeks during this time when we found ourselves, you know, all hunkering down at home, you know, kids are home during the day. We've got more people around. I know at my house that was the case. You know, I was used to packing lunches and sending the kids out the door, and my husband would be out for lunch, and now we're all at home. And so I think the first couple of weeks was kind of fun in a way because we were using that opportunity to really, you know, have longer, bigger dinners in the evening and stretch them out longer and baking projects every day. And, you know, after 2 weeks of that, though, I was like, okay, we need to get on to, you know, more of a proper food regime, and it can't just all be, like, indulgent big meals three times a day with, you know, things that were extra and were kind of making us feel good. And I think in the beginning, that's what it was. It was like, how do we adjust and how do we create this, you know, routine and lifestyle in our home that also makes us feel good, because this is just something that nobody has ever gone through before.
Yeah.
But the reality is we're not going to do that long term in terms of kind of treating ourselves to sort of more indulgent and extra and kind of, you know, treats. I would say that I wanted to keep my kids happy, so they were, you know, definitely definitely getting more treats than they had been accustomed to. So, you know, we're all in this together. This is truly unprecedented times. And so I know a lot of moms and a lot of people have been reaching out to me, especially the last 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks was kind of like, just do whatever you can to get through and enjoy. And now it's like, how do I get my family on a really good meal plan routine? So I think those are positive signs. And you know what? As we know with everything, without our health, we have nothing. And food gives life. And food can create happiness and joy and calm, and it can also create anxiety and stress depending on what you're eating. And so our body is really craving proper nourishment right now. Our immune system is our number one defense, and everybody is focused on staying healthy. And food does that. Your food and your mind does that.
And not all food is created equal, like
not
you said.
Not at all.
Got the indulgence over with in the first couple of weeks, but we know indulging in things like sugar too much, this is not really good for our immune system at all, is it?
It's the complete worst for it, you know, and I think that what happens, though, is the stress hormones are really high, cortisol spikes, and that is very dangerous for our adrenal glands, which is our stress gland, and what happens is it causes our body to crave sugar, and so it's not a matter of willpower or that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's a matter of trying to feed yourself so that you can control those cravings and those signals that you're getting for sugar. And one of the best things to do is to eat whole foods, eat plants, and eat protein.
Okay.
And so we can continue to talk about that, because that's really where I want people to kind of focus their efforts.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, because the one thing I haven't seen a shortage in the grocery stores is plant food every time.
Not at all. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah, they're there. I know people have experienced shortages in some things, but the fruits and veggies are there, so we can still eat good whole foods. And now we maybe have a little more time, so we can maybe prepare a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the gifts, you know. And I was saying to my sister-in-law the other day, gosh, you know, I'm used to running out the door six days a week to get my kids to sports, and we have literally 30 minutes to eat and get out.
Yeah.
And now, you know what? Because, you know, in a lot of people's minds, cooking from scratch, of course, takes more effort. It takes definitely more preparation than opening up something that's already prepared. But the gift we have now is time and family and home. And so we need to turn this around and make this positive. And this is maybe you choose one night a week to cook something new, and you spend a little bit more time prepping those veggies. And I agree with you. I have not seen a shortage at all of any fruits and vegetables. If anything, we're going to have an overabundance, because in BC here, we supply, the farmers supply a lot of the restaurants, which are now closed. And so it's spring, and we've got such beautiful spring bounty coming into the markets now. And there's actually going to be an excess because restaurants are not open. So we're going to see plenty of fruits and vegetables that you can buy, and then you can also freeze and keep on hand. And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Fresh is great, but frozen is just as great.
Yeah, especially when you do it yourself from local people, local farmers, local produce. We freeze that. We have beautiful, perfect produce for later.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that. And I think more people are getting into that. And supporting local and supporting has never been more important. You know, we're just really all trying to do our part. And it's served as sort of a reset time for us to make those sort of family commitments. You know, what are our family values in terms of business and local and farmers and food? And, you know, it's a fun little project. And I point this out to the kids. Look, this was grown in the valley, or this, you know, this comes from, you know, Surrey. This comes from wherever it is in BC where this beautiful produce is grown. And even if they're young and they really don't grasp it, I think you repeat that over and over and they learn that this is part of our family value. And we're doing a lot of that right now because it's Earth Day next week. And so I've had fun projects going on with the kids for that, and it's really serving as an important time to reevaluate and reset your family goals and your family priorities.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and the HealthWise Show airs on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Carlene Karst. We're talking about the importance of good nutrition all the time, but also in times of high stress as we are in now. Carlene, you mentioned something in the beginning about protein. And, you know, people always ask me about protein and how important is protein. So how important is protein in the diet in general?
Well, it's absolutely. I mean, it's essential. Protein is made up of amino acids, and there are 9 essential amino acids. And when a nutrient is termed essential, it means that your body needs to have it, but it can't make it. So we have to get it from our diet. And so protein, whole grains and fats are absolutely those essential nutrients that every time you eat, you want to make sure you have it. And so I don't think we've given a lot of credence to the role protein plays in our immune system, but our immune system absolutely needs it. It helps produce immunoglobulins and antibodies, and your immune system will simply not be healthy unless you have essential amino acids and those building blocks of protein. So it is one of the most important nutrients, macronutrients that we can eat. So we need it for our immune system, and we also need it to help support our body's response to stress.
Okay.
And again, that's another thing that we don't, I think, realize. I think people think of protein as being muscles.
Yeah, they do. Right. And they come in and they look at protein in my store and they're like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to bulk up. I don't want to be muscular.
No, totally.
Got it, right? It is essential for our little ones and our seniors for keeping us well, strong, and healthy.
Yes, absolutely. And again, there's the misconception has been that it's strictly for building muscle. And I was one of those people. I remember in the 90s, I had all these unusual ideas about food until I really learned and taught myself. I was scared of fat, and I thought protein would just make me bulky. You know, and it's not, that is, yes, it's one of the roles is to support bone and muscle and tissue and hair, but it also supports some really critical roles that our body has, and that's the development of the immune system. And again, another big one, and I feel especially for women and parents right now, is just really supporting that stress response that happens in the body.
Yeah, because we're under more stress, we are stressed out, and often, I don't know, women, we sort of hold it in, and that's not good for us, and it just sort of builds within us, so we've got to
get relief. Yeah, it's true, you know, and I find right now, I feel like I'm feel even more responsible for the health and happiness of my home, and it's a lot, you know, like there's no question, you know, when your kids, when you're everything to your children, and then you become their teacher, and their playmate, and their friend, and their discipliner, and their cook, and their, it's intense. And
it's overwhelming, for sure.
I never want anyone to feel during this time that it's not normal to feel, like, people shouldn't feel like they have to hold it together all the time, you know, and it's like, we have to really be kind to ourselves right now, and it's okay to cry, and it's okay to admit that you feel overwhelmed and not super positive about things right now. And so, yeah, I think we really need to take extra care, and it's always been something since I went through an adrenal fatigue period about 10 years ago. I have made a very conscious effort to get protein in at every meal, and especially first thing in the morning. If any of your listeners follow me on my Instagram, you know you'll see me mixing up a smoothie and adding protein into it every day. And you know, protein isn't just meat, right?
No, that's so that, true.
Right.
Yeah,
you do some of the things
all the time. You've got a great smoothie that you feature often, the Veggie Day. I just find for a plant protein, you've come up with some of the best taste profile on this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think it's really great. And it's honestly, you know, if we're, my husband's a naturopath. He recommends everybody to get at least 20 grams of protein in at breakfast because it supports energy levels, it supports gut, and it also supports, obviously, the immune system. But it helps to control your adrenal glands. And in your morning, that stress gland is under, you've had a huge surge in cortisol to kind of help you boost your day and get up and get going. But we want to support it. We want to take some of the pressure off your adrenal glands, which regulates blood sugar. And the way to help to maintain and regulate blood sugar properly is to support it with protein, not more sugar. So if you do that, you will find that you'll feel a lot more satiated. You won't get those severe cravings and those kind of blood sugar fluctuations that most people associate during the morning, especially if you only had like a piece of toast or glass juice or just a cup of coffee even or a muffin. You know, so many of us got accustomed to eating carbs at breakfast or not eating much at all. And that's during this time when we're under extra stress and our immune system needs more support, you really want to make sure you're starting your day with protein. So eggs, good quality Greek yogurt, seeds like chia, flax, hemp seeds, just add them to everything. Green leafy vegetables contain tons of protein, tons of plant protein. I also just love adding a scoop of protein powder, because then I know anything else I eat is just a bonus, really, on top of that. But I find that just really having that concentrated scoop, 20 grams, 21 grams in a scoop, just really sets the tone for my morning.
Yeah, that's the insurance policy, to make sure you're getting the enough grams, and then everything else is just icing on the smoothie.
Yeah, exactly. And I still add, like, a nice big scoop of hemp seeds or chia seeds, or it's just additional, and it's not going to hurt to have more. And if anything, I would recommend your morning food to be the highest in that protein.
Okay.
You know, so just really get a lot in at first thing in the morning, and it will help your body and those stress hormones adjust during the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Carlene, you mentioned healthy fats as well. So protein, we've got, we're going to have that, and we're going to keep that flowing through our day to keep our muscle and our brain and our immune system strong. You mentioned healthy fats. Let's talk about the benefits of keeping those healthy fats good and why they're so good for us all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, we come back to right now, stress and anxiety are really high for a lot of people, and your brain is built of fat, and so you really want to nourish it with good fat. You know, if you've been accustomed to eating a packaged processed, you know, standard diet like many people consume, that contains a lot of pro-inflammatory fats, and essentially that's what your brain becomes built of. So there are clinical studies that have shown when you switch and you replace some of those unhealthy saturates and some of those inflammatory omega-6s with unsaturated fatty acids, omega-3s, omega-9s, it will help to rebuild your brain cell and your nervous system with these good fats. And those good fats build all the cells in your body. So your body's built of cells. Cells are built from membranes, and membranes are built from fat. So your body is essentially, your cell membrane structure is built from fat. And so when you replace the bad with the good, it starts to nourish and creates a very fluid and flexible cell membrane structure, which also helps to decrease systemic inflammation throughout the body, and it's also been shown to support emotional well-being. And so we've found that what the research has shown is that people who have more omega-3 fatty acids, in particular from cold water fish, they have less stress and anxiety than people who are eating a high unhealthy fat diet.
Okay, and I mentioned this on the last show, like when I tell people to go out and get their sardines and their anchovies, their mackerel, their salmon, as long as it's wild, they look at me and they're like, no. So that's why supplements like Sealicious, Delicious Fish Oil, they become a standard, something that we should include every day, so that, again, we're making sure we have the base of that nutrient.
Absolutely. I've been taking a spoonful of fish oil for 20 years, and I'll never stop. And I think it is a foundational nutrient. It is something that, I know it's overwhelming when we think of how many supplements we should take, but if you stick to the foundations, you will build up a healthy body.
Yeah.
And then everything you take in addition to that will work so much better. And again, yes, you can eat fats every meal, so when you look at your plate, make sure you've got some form of healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you added avocado, you added chia or hemp seeds to your blender in the morning with that protein scoop. But then if you take your spoonful of omega-3 fatty acids, you know that your body is getting that direct source of EPA and DHA.
Yeah.
And that's just going to do so much good for your mood, for your brain, and just for your overall cell membrane structure of your body.
Okay. And not all fish oil is created equal. I like that you mentioned something called EPA and DHA. These are the important things that we need to look for, and their milligram on the fish oil label, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So those are considered the long chain. DHA is our longest chain omega-3 fatty acid, and so basically the longer the chain, then it looks at the degree of saturation. So the more unsaturated a fat is, the healthier it is for you. So DHA, which has become known, we even see it on marketing of baby infant formulas.
Yeah.
We know that's our brain food. That is brain food. That is our brain fat. And so not all fats are created equal. There are all kinds of different fatty acids, and we just tend to lump them into categories.
Okay.
But these EPA, which reduces inflammation, and DHA builds brain cells and nervous system cells and the retina of your eye, those are the two fatty acids that we need specifically. Nothing can take their job. They have a very, very specific job in the body, and you can only get them from cold, fatty fish. And so we're not eating that fish fish on a regular basis. I mean, we're lucky in the West Coast, but not everybody has access to eating cold, deep water fish. And not everybody's taste buds like it, you know? And so that was one of my goals with creating the Sealicious brand, is I wanted to make something that, at the time, my two-year-olds would lick off the spoon and say, yum, and something that a 75-year-old would also enjoy taking, because it's an essential critical nutrient, and we need to figure out a way to get these nutrients into people in a way that's pleasant, tolerable, and that they'll actually do. You know, telling somebody to open a can of sardines and eat it at lunch, probably not going to happen.
No, not at work, no.
We don't
want you to do that, because you're going to smell up the lunch.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's so many issues around that. But honestly, pouring a spoonful of fish oil, super easy, and tastes great, smells great, and it's good quality and good for you.
Yeah, and that, like you said, the importance of that consistent nutrient going through us is, we have to have that one.
Every single day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you take Sunday and you don't need to take again until Saturday. This is a daily thing, and your cells are regenerating all the time, which, that's the silver lining in health. It's like, imagine if you are what you are for the rest of your life and you could never impact that through diet or exercise. That would be kind of depressing. So to me, the silver lining in health is you can work through things. If you give your body the right nutrients, you can heal. And if you've not experienced that before, put yourself on a little experiment. Now's the time to try it out, you know? And
absolutely,
it's amazing, the power of food and the power of nutrition. That is what gives us life, you know? And so now's a great time to do a little experiment. Maybe you have dry skin, or you've got some digestive issues. Everybody's got something that we're working through. Take time to really learn about it and figure it out, and use food as a modality to heal your body through it.
Excellent. Yeah, that's such great advice, Carlene. And I'll mention that the Sealicious, it's so delicious, you can make cocktails out of this. We do have it on sale in our Natural Factors flyer, which has started now, and we have the Veggie Day all-in-one shakes on sale in our flyer. You buy two, you get a free blender, so you can smoothie your way through this trying time and get yourself really healthy. We also have some keto oils on sale, some MCT oil, Carlene. This is a hot fat, but a misunderstood fat, because some people look at it and think triglyceride. Oh, my gosh. So what is this fat, and why are we all crazy about it?
Oh, you know, you're so right, because it is a misleading term, I guess. It's a medium-chain triglyceride, and it's extracted from coconut oil. So we know that coconut oil, of course, has gone through the variant in terms of its popularity, but I am here to say that it is good for you.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of coconut oil. It's actually very nourishing and very energizing, and it's a beautiful, beautiful fat that you can both cook with and actually take supplement, or you can take by the spoonful, and it's very satiating. Mm-hmm. It helps to control blood sugar levels, and part of the reason why MCT oil became popular is 2 years ago when the ketogenic diet became popular, for various reasons. A lot of people started doing keto to lose weight. It's a high-fat diet, you know, more than 70% of your diet being fat, very limited in carbohydrate, moderate protein level, but I would say most people stay on it because they feel so much better. No more brain fog, more energy. And I have talked to, like, I did one lecture, I think I had 250 people, and every one of them were on a ketogenic diet. And I had so many of this group tell me that, yeah, they lost 30 pounds, 40 pounds, but they stayed on it because they have never felt better in their life.
That's true. So for me, it has been 48 pounds. I started the keto.
No way.
In July, 48 pounds down.
Congratulations.
And inflammation gone, heartburn gone, acid reflex gone, staying on the diet because I don't want them back. And
that's right. And this
feel great.
Works for you. Yeah. This were, congratulations, Julia.
Oh, thanks.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
And was it hard?
No. It was hard to get started, but I had a girlfriend who was doing it, and I thank her very much. We went away for a couple of days, so she says, I'm staying on this. And we all tried and ate with her as she was on this, and I just started to feel better right away. And
I love that.
Okay.
I love that. And so did you use MCT? Did you use MCT oil as part of your...
MCT oil is a good satiating high-energy fat, so it was
absolutely.
Definitely and still is a daily part.
Yeah, and you know what? It's odorless. It's flavorless. flavorless. Mm-hmm. I recommend with starting, start, work your way up, because it can cause some digestive upset for people. So I usually say start with a half a teaspoon, work up to a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons a day. Basically, it doesn't require anything else. It gets sent right to your liver and burned for energy. And it helps to rebuild your body, your cell structure in the body. And so that's really what we're doing. We're trying to get our body to burn fat mm-hmm. for energy. And fat is a more efficient fuel than carbohydrates. And it's clean fuel. Yeah. So the more pure fat we can give to our body, the more energized you'll be. And of course, and your body's not going to be trying to balance blood sugar and metabolize carbohydrates when it's being fed all this beautiful fat.
Yeah.
And so, and keto, MCT oil is great to use in coffee. You can put it in your smoothies. You will feel an incredible difference from this. But just, and no flavor, no smell. It's clear when you pour it on the spoon. Mix it into your smoothies, your coffee, and just try it. You know, it's yeah. a great oil to include.
Yeah, and we have a nice blended one. I like the Alpha Health MCT oil. It's a pure coconut-based one. Some
yeah.
have palm oil in it, so
right.
I do gravitate towards that one. And
yeah.
they have a blended one with camelina oil, which is nice on salads. So
yeah,
great,
camelina oil is amazing.
Get.
Yeah. I love that. That's a beautiful combination. And again, think about it. Do you have fat at that meal? Even if you're not on a ketogenic diet, because these good fats aren't just for people doing keto.
Yeah.
These good fats are for everybody.
And it's another one of our fats that are in our flyer right now. So pop into HealthWise. We're open 11 to 4, Monday to Friday during our COVID-19 crisis. I hope everyone's doing well and enjoying our show today with Carlene Karst. We've been talking about the importance of good nutrition, including protein supplementation and good fats. You make cooking fun and enjoyable. I encourage people to visit your Facebook and website. And where can they visit your website?
CarleneKarst.com, so my name, 2 K's. And, yeah, they can follow me on social channels. I've been doing lots of Instagram Live videos lately just to keep everybody, you know, inspired and just to be a voice within this and share. I love to share. And, you know, these are unprecedented times, but I know we're going to make through this. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves. And I think overall be healthier at the end
yeah,
of it.
I think
yeah.
the world will be healthier. Mother Nature is appreciating the break.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And Carlene, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me today. You've been such a great source of information and helping to encourage us to embrace a very healthy diet. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie. Stay healthy.
Thanks. And for listeners out there, I mentioned our Natural Factors flyer. It's in full swing. We've got great specials, even though we're only open part-time. We do offer curbside pickup and delivery to some locations, as well as delivery through Canada Post. We got buy one, get one free on BioSil 30 mil. Buy one, get one free on our Ultimate Mac Energy. I know these are great staple supplements that people often come in for. All of our Sealicious fats and all-in-ones are on sale. Buy one, get one free on our B12. 5,000. So come on and visit us. We encourage you to come in, get what you need while practicing social distancing and encouraging you to respect people's personal space. So thanks for listening today. I wish all of our listeners out there a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490 or healthwiseonline.com.